For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill. Minnesota Pork Congress was held this week in Mankato. Monday night, Minnesota Pork, recognizing many industry leaders and for their accomplishments and leadership. And the Farm Family of the Year this year was the Anderson family from Belgrade. We spoke to John Anderson. John has served in many leadership roles with Minnesota Pork, and he talks about receiving this honor. And he says it was just a great feeling, a great night for the entire Anderson family from the Belgrade area.
Well, certainly. It's really a humble feeling because, there are just so many good farm families, especially in the pork industry. And it was exciting, both exciting and, a little sadness that my brother passed away two and a half years ago. Couldn't be there when we received it, but... it was a lot of fun. We met with a lot of friends that I've made over the years, and it was just a nice evening.
Now, when it comes to any family farm, it's a team effort, and the Anderson family farm, well, is a prime example.
Oh, certainly. Our family's grown over the years. My dad started farming with his dad. His dad, actually, the farm started in 1886 with my great-grandfather, August, and then my grandpa, Carl, and some of your listeners may remember him, sold DeKalb seed corn for many years. Then my dad, Jack, was very instrumental in the irrigation, getting that whole, when that started in the late 60s and through the 70s, he was helped organize farmers to get the association going, the Irrigator Association going. And then my brother Jim, he went to SDSU and graduated in 75, and I went to NDSU and graduated in 1980, and that's about when we started forming our farm partnership. And then my dad was unfortunately died at a young age at 60 in a train accident at the end of our driveway back in 1990. So then Jim and I and our wives Shirley and Sue took and expanded the farm. We wanted to make sure that we had opportunity for our kids. And right now, it's Jim's three boys, Grant, Noah, and Isaac, and my daughter, Erin, and her husband, Wyatt, who are all part of the farm. Yeah, and the boys' wives also. So, yep.
John Anderson from Anderson Farms. He says diversifying their farm has also added to their success.
Well, it definitely helps. This year was if you're just strictly a pork farmer, you would have a pretty lean year, but we raised other crops that turned out very well, and it really pulled us through. Diversity is the key. That's my dad always preached, and Jim always thought the same thing, is you don't want all your eggs in one basket.
John Anderson with Anderson Farms, they were announced as the Minnesota Pork Congress Farm Family of the Year. John talks about changes he has seen in the pork industry.
It's totally different, even it was 30 years ago. We used to raise pigs outside and feed them and raise them. We always had crates for farrowing, but the sows were out in big pens, and we just kind of pen bred them. So we didn't really keep a whole lot of records. We didn't know what sow was bred what day or to which barn. And since we moved everything inside, and the sows are housed individually, it's a lot easier to take a lot better care of them. They get the right amount of nutrients every day, and they certainly perform. Their performance reflects that.
John Anderson with Anderson Farms near Belgrade. John and his family recognized by Minnesota Pork as Farm Family of the Year on Monday night at the Pork Congress in Mankato. And I mentioned that John, who has served in many leadership roles in many different organizations, he talks about why it's so necessary as, well, we see a lot of decision makers very detached from agriculture nowadays.
Sure, and especially when you get into, farms our size or most, larger family farms, we're not the size of an integrator where we can afford to have people on staff to do that. So we allow, and in the dairy industry too, we rely on the association that we're a part of to be our voice in Rochester and St. Paul, and like I said, I've been fortunate enough to be on the Minnesota Pork Producers Association now for 6 years. I went off this past year, but took a few trips to Washington, D.C. and in St. Paul, and you get to know the politicians basically on a personal level, and it does make a difference when they see a guy that actually has the skin in the game or boots in the manure or whatever you want to say, and come and visit with them. I think they take us pretty serious, and they try to do what they can on both sides of the aisle to listen to our concerns and try to address them.
Now, finally, a mention to John. What makes him excited for future generations or just future generations of farmers in general when it comes to the pork industry and beyond?
Everybody's going to have to eat. As I get to the end of my farming career, I'm just kind of jealous of these young guys, the opportunities that they have. The technology has changed things. It's an exciting time to be in farming. Both hogs and dairy have had a little tough go of it lately, but everything goes in cycles. I think we're turning the corner on the pork cycle. Hopefully your listeners that are not involved in farming will understand too that we're out here trying to make a living. We're doing the best we can with our land and our animals, and we're also protecting God's creation by being good stewards of the land.
John Anderson with Anderson Farms near Belgrade. They were named a Farm Family of the Year by Minnesota Pork at Minnesota Pork Congress this week in Mankato. For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.